USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Sir Richard Branson and a crew of three others grazed the edge of space on Sunday in a rocket built by the British billionaire's company, Virgin Galactic. Lifting off from Spaceport America in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Branson was among three other mission specialists who reached speeds three times the speed of sound.
So just imagine a world where people of all ages, all backgrounds, from anywhere, of any gender, of any ethnicity, have equal access to space. And they will in turn, I think, inspire us back here on Earth. If you've ever had a dream, now is the time to make it come true. And I'd just like to end by saying, welcome to the dawn of a new space age. Thank you.
Sunday's launch was pushed back about 90 minutes from its original start time. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she will lead an effort by top U.S. regulators to assess the potential risk that climate change poses to America's financial system, part of a wide-ranging initiative launched by the Biden administration. Yellen says the regulatory review, which will be done by the Financial Stability Oversight Council, will examine whether banks and other lending institutions are properly assessing the risks to financial stability. The road to the 2024 GOP presidential nomination winds through Texas on Sunday as former President Trump and two other potential Republican White House contenders take the stage on the final day of the Conservative Political Action Committee conference in Dallas.
What was Donald Trump right about?
Also grabbing the spotlight, the results of the CPAC Republican presidential nomination straw poll, which the former president is expected to dominate. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More on vaccine hesitancy and Biden's door-to-door suggestion. Here's Dan Naraki.
A plan from the Biden administration to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to get a COVID vaccination has drawn plenty of opposition since it was unveiled last week. But Representative Michael Burgess says he doesn't believe that continuing to make vaccines a partisan issue is helpful. The Texas Republican tells CNN that while he understands where some of the hesitancy on vaccines comes from, he still advocates for the shots, especially for older Americans.
So I live in an area that's fairly vaccine hesitant. I've known that for years. 25 years I was in medical practice. I recognize that. So it's this, not just this vaccine. It is vaccines in general. Still, as a medical professional, I will tell you that vaccines are literally a gift from God. Vaccine-preventable disease has, more people have been lifted out of anxiety and stress because of vaccine-preventable diseases being prevented. This is a phenomenal gift that we've been given.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Israel said on Sunday it will begin offering a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine to adults with weak immune systems, but it was still weighing whether to make the booster available to the general public. The rapid spread of the Delta variant has sent vaccination rates in Israel back up as new infections have risen over the past month from single digits to around 450 a day, and the country has moved to fast-track its next Pfizer shipment. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.